Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Everything turn.
That's the Birds bringing us back. A little past, a little song written right out of the book of Ecclesiastes. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Newman. Rick is Chief Business Correspondent for U.S. News, the author of outstanding book, Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success. Rick, thanks again for hanging out with us. In the previous segment, we talked about something that could be a little bit of a flashpoint in Europe, the Cyprus issue. And I want to talk about what Congressman Ryan put forward in his budget ideas recently, but before, in a minute, Rick, but before we do that, I want to compare President Obama's attempt to create a flashpoint here in America with his sequester scare tactics that I likened before it happened. Before the date of the sequester dropping, I forgot what day it was, I predicted that it would look a lot like Y2K, meaning a lot of sound and fury signifying nothing. And it turned out to be the case. What has happened here?
I don't know. Nothing has happened, I think, is the answer. That's right. Obama said if all these spending cuts go into effect, we could lose, quote, hundreds of thousands of jobs.
Right.
The airplanes would get all backed up.
Wasn't there some guy named Chicken Little?
Yeah. Well, here's the irony, Jim. So Obama bungled that. I mean, he came out talking, you know, trying to scare everybody, and then nothing happened right off the bat. Those spending cuts will impact the economy if they stay in effect.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of like mathematical certainty. You can't just take that kind of money out of the economy with no effect. So those will, and the types of things that will happen will be corporate earnings will end up being a little bit lower than they may have been otherwise. So we could see earnings downgrades and things like that. And that all those types of pressures will probably happen at the end of the second quarter, start of the third quarter, so, you know, sometime around summer. Mm-hmm. And that will have the predictable effect of probably pushing down the stock market a little bit.
The big loser is going to wind up being Obama in this case, isn't it?
I think it remains to be seen. What Obama has lost is the a pressure point he can use in negotiations over this next deal, which is when the funding for the government runs out, which happens at the end of March. He sort of lost a lot of points on that one, and I think he lost leverage. Republicans have certainly gained a few political advantages by saying, "See, this guy is just trying to create scare tactics that don't actually happen," and it's hard to argue against that.
Well, especially since he doesn't have a record of leadership to fall back on.
He does not have a record of leadership on cutting the deficit or cutting the national debt. And we're still not seeing that. But, you know, Jim, there are actually some positive things happening in Washington. I'm a huge critic and a cynic about Washington, but I have to acknowledge that we are seeing some positive things happen. I mean, we actually are getting action to reduce deficit spending. And, the government is able to...
Well, the sequester is part of that, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, and the tax deal at the beginning of the year is part of it as well. And we are sort of, you know, it's not this so-called grand bargain. I mean, I think we should just retire that phrase, grand bargain.
I agree with that.
But we're seeing these sloppy baby steps that are actually starting to make a difference. Mm-hmm. And I don't know who you credit for that, but it is actually kind of starting to work.
Well, I don't want to sound partisan here, but I do think that you got to give the Republicans credit for sticking to their guns on being the fiscal adults in the room. What do you think?
I think a lot of people would argue with that because the Republicans have wanted to cut spending in general, but not in specifics.
Right.
Which is why we got this set of spending cuts that affects everybody.
But that's the reason why it's turned out to be sloppy. That's my point. I'm not giving any of them big marks here. I'm just saying, you know, who basically stuck to, can't we all agree? I mean, shouldn't we all agree, Rick, that regardless of what the president says, we do have a spending problem. We do have a debt problem. We do have a deficit problem.
And let me put it this way. Last week we got new budget proposals from both Republicans and Democrats, and all the press in Washington focused on how far apart these budgets are. You know, they're nowhere near each other, but there are some similarities in those budgets, and one of them is that both of the budgets cut spending fairly significantly. Even the Democratic budget, which was released by Senator Patty Murray, cuts government spending. So to my mind, you know, when you've got Democrats saying we need to cut spending, there is agreement that the government has a spending problem.
Right. And that's going to be interesting to see. And, of course, a lot of those Democrats who are saying that are in red states, right? They're going to be up for re-election, and so they're going to be more likely to be on the Republican side than the others. What about Ryan? Now Ryan's got a new budget out, and we're gonna run out of time in this segment because I'd like to come back to it. But give us a brief survey of Ryan's budget, Congressman Ryan from Wisconsin's budget. Rick, go ahead.
As brief as I can do it. Well, he wants to kill Obamacare, and there's no chance that's going to happen. He's just playing to the conservative wing on that. He's continuing with his crusade to heavily reform Medicare. This is the big battle of the future. There's no way around this. Medicare is too expensive, and he is still promoting his plan to turn that into a so-called voucher program. We're going to hear more about that, and then other types of spending cuts in many areas.
Let's come back.
Including defense, by the way.
I want to come back and talk about that a little bit more, folks. And also, we can't repeal Obamacare, at least not for 4 more years. But could it be defunded? Tintail, right back with Rick Newman. He's with U.S. News. His book is called Rebounders. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's grapefruit wine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.